A very good evening to you. Welcome along to another Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio. My name's Howard Kane. As always, a pleasure to have your company on a Friday evening. What have we got? How about some Denny Dennis? I'll sing you a thousand love songs. Some Humphrey Littleton. I haven't had any humph on for a while. A bit of a rarity from the Isle of Man, the Gaiety Theatre, I think. A bit of the Prez. But to start off, I think you're a bit late for this one. Dinner at 8. Bad way to get going. Dinner at 8. Well, you might be a bit late. You might have had dinner at 8. I don't know. Is that late? I suppose it is late for the Isle of Man. A lot of people have dinner at 6. Or is it tea? Oh, no, we won't get into that argument. We used to have tea at 6. But then we would have our main meal back in the day at lunchtime. It gets very confusing. Whereas I think I might be right in saying that most people now have a light meal at lunchtime, or maybe just have something at work, a sandwich or whatever the case may be, and then have their evening meal. But when you have it, I don't know. We probably do have dinner at 8, to be honest with you. I don't know that we call it dinner, but we do have it at 8-ish. Apart from Mondays. How are we all in any case? I trust we're keeping well and surviving, one way or another. Surviving the second round of bikes for the MGP, of course. Never quite as busy as TT is, to be honest, is it? A few round, but yeah, it's just... It is not as hectic as the TT. There's no two ways about it. So if you're not a fan of the bikes, it's not quite as hard to enjoy. If you are a fan of the bikes, well, it's great fun. You get the classics and you get all the older type of bikes going on. It's good fun. I like to think it is. I live on the course. I've got to say that, haven't I? What do we get going with Dinner at 8, whether you are or not? Ray Noble and, of course, Al Bowley. You can't mistake that voice, can you? Absolutely unique, I would say. You only hear two bars, a bar and a half, and you know it's Al Bowley. Or either that or a very good Al Bowley impersonator. But no one else sounded like him. Some of the other singers, maybe you might get them confused. Not Al Bowley, though. South African, a British vocalist, crooner, dance band. He was a guitarist as well, of course. Dance band guitarist. One of Britain's most popular singers for most of that decade from which that recording was taken, the 1930s. Recorded upwards of 1,000 songs, listened to by millions of people in Britain and English-speaking countries, and had some, but not as much success, in the States. Most popular works, well, Midnight, The Stars and You, Good Night, Sweetheart, Close Your Eyes, The Very Thought of You, all those ones well known. Born in 1899, same year as my Nana, my dad's mum, in the Portuguese colony of Mozambique. And his dad was an Orthodox Christian, although he was Greek, and his mum, a Lebanese Catholic. There's a happy mix. Brought up in Joburg, and the family's original surname was Pauli. Here's a good... if you're playing Ye Olde Trivial Pursuit, you might like this one. So, in fact, the original surname, or his original surname, was Pauli, but it was often misspelt as Bowley, B-O-W-L-L-Y. It's what he kept, but the real name was Pauli, P-A-U-L-I. There you go. Who'd have thought, in any case? And he started off being a barber and a jockey before he got into singing and dancing on a tour of South Africa with Edgar Adler, that is, touring Rhodesia and India and the Dutch East Indies in the 20s, but mostly there as a guitarist. But he was eventually fired from the band in the Dutch East Indies. And then he went on to sing, starting off his vocal career and starting off as well, pretty well. Well, at the top, you'd have thought, a pretty plush venue. He would sing at the Raffles Hotel in Singapore, would you believe? And then came across to Britain in the late 1920s, where he joined Fred Elizalde's band at the Savoy Hotel and stayed there for another year and played with various bands before gaining a lot of employment with Roy Fox. Sadly, of course, killed famously during World War II, during the Blitz, I think, or certainly during a bombing raid at his apartment after a gig. Some shrapnel came in, I think he was hit by that, into his bedroom. And sadly, that was the end of Al Bowley. But wow, so many great songs to remember him by, one way or another. Yeah, I've got an interesting find. I found, would you believe, listen to this, a cassette box. A cassette, Grandad. Yes, it's what we used to use to record things. And they're still knocking around. And I found one, searching through, which I must have rescued from Music Man Towers. I remember this, actually. I was there. A bit younger than I am now, but I was there. The Isle of Man Gaiety Theatre, March 1984, Stefan Grappelli. And we recorded him. And, you know, it's not too bad. Bit hissy, but we'll have a listen. Not at all bad. Well, Stefan's brilliant, but the recording's not bad. It wasn't a professional recording, but I thought it'd be fun to hear a little bit, one way or another. Before that, though, what about Humphrey Littleton, I was saying? Humph! Did meet him a few times. He came over here, and the old maestro used to stay in communication with him. For years, used to send him kippers. I hope he liked kippers. No, he did like kippers. He'd mentioned it one time, and that became a regular thing. I think Dad sent him kippers until the end of Humphrey's life. He was sent kippers right up towards the end, and we'd always get a Christmas card saying, oh, happy Christmas to Jim and the family. Thanks for all the kippers. Best, Humph. Lovely stuff. Here he is. In any case, back in the day, it's a slightly younger version from an album, or a cut called Jazz Session with Humph. I think that was an album, in any case. One Sweet Letter from You. Thank you. Lovely. Solitude. Duke Ellington playing his own tune there, solo piano. No date for recording on that one, but I'm guessing it's sort of late 40s, 50s, somewhere around there maybe, perhaps a bit later, late 1950s. I can't remember. Someone's going to tell me Solitude wasn't written until later on, but I think it would be that sort of date, I would guess. And Duke himself at the keyboard. Very nice indeed. A couple of them on that. It's followed on this album by Duke Ellington with Billy Strayhorn playing Tonk, which I almost went for, but I thought this slow one would be nicer. Bearing in mind, before that, we'd had a slightly more rumbustious tune from Humphrey Littledon with his band from the album Jazz Session with Humph. From the original vinyl, of course. And, yeah, Humphrey Littledon, great character. He used to be on radio, of course, great artist as well, raconteur, wit, writer, and brilliant trumpeter, and a great presenter, of course, if you ever listen to I'm Sorry I Haven't Got a Clue on Radio 4 and such like. Very dry wit. And yes, again, one of the few I did meet a few times over here on the Isle of Man, and always grateful for the kip, as he seems. He also, the old maestro, if you ever read any of, I think he did two or three volumes of his life, Humphrey Littledon, and the old maestro features, not entirely complimentarily, in Humphrey's memoirs. On at least two occasions. Fame at last, as they say. We had Al Bowley, a famous singer, at the top of the programme. Here's another one, very famous in his day as well, Denny Dennis.
I once designed you, then told a star that I would never find you. Yet here you are, and now that I have met you, I'll never let you go. Make my lips impart something my heart must know. May I have the next romance with you? Do I stand half a chance with you? What is my fate? I await your answer. So tell me, what will it be? You're my destiny. May I have the next romance with you? Save my heart and let it dance with you, and in its ecstasy every beat implores, darling, just to be faithfully yours. Yours.
The lovely, rounded, plummy tones of Denny Dennis. Yes, one of those characters who sort of opted out of the scene eventually, as it says in the liner notes here by Mike Carey on this collection of Denny Dennis, I think you sing you a thousand love songs. And he starts off by saying, what really did happen to Denny Dennis? A question that's been frequently on the lips of aficionados of the golden age of British dance music since he opted out of the entertainment business in the 1960s. I don't think it was that rare, was it? I mean, several people did do that for sometimes personal reasons. Sometimes they were perhaps just exhausted artistically, or perhaps they weren't making money. I mean, all sorts of reasons, but it's not unusual sometimes for people to quit the business. He started out in life as Ronald Dennis Poundtin, the house, certainly when this was released quite a few years back now. He says his house where he was born still stands, and there's plans to mark the birthplace of one of the city's most distinguished citizens with a suitable plaque. I don't know whether they ever did it. I'm not sure they've been to Derby. Whether it be a blue plaque or not, I don't know. Started out working in a solicitor's office and then an apprentice electrician on the railway, but spent his evenings doing the sound effects for silent films and local cinema, where his brother Claude, or Claude Eric, later to make his own name as a vocalist, as Barry Gray. Yeah, remember Barry Gray? Was also employed, and Claude also played bass and drums with Derby's new Mayfair Dance Orchestra. And when he left, Danny replaced him on drums, or Denny replaced him on drums, I should say, and, just to add to the repertoire, musical saw. You don't see enough musical saws these days, do you? At a Melody Maker band contest, his singing then impressed the editor of the Melody Maker himself, and he rapidly arranged an audition with Roy Fox. And, well, off he went then after that. Didn't really look back. In 1933, he became the featured singer in the Roy Fox Band. And for 5 years, until the Fox Band disbanded, that was the case. He worked with the Ambrose Orchestra for 6 months until the outbreak of war in June 1939, when he decided to go solo, recording for Decca's Rex label. But, of course, war came then, and Dennis enlisted in the RAF in 1940 and remained in uniform, serving until 1945. Made a few more recordings after that, and then also came to the attention of Tommy Dorsey post-war, and in 1948 left the UK to become the featured vocalist with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. Some career, huh? But then later on he decided just to leave it, really, by the 1960s. Had a good time with Dorsey, and came back to Britain in the late 1940s, and personal reasons, I think. But did have a close harmony singing group, the Fraser Hayes Four. Do you remember them? I'm just trying to rack my brains. I think I do, but maybe I'm making that up. 'Tis Sweet Swing with myself, H. Still to come, we have music from the Prez. Lester Young. Of course, who else? And first off, this little bit of musical history. As I say, a cassette box I found lurking when I was going through the archives at Manx Radio the other day. And I do remember vaguely rescuing it from the thousands, and I do mean thousands of cassettes from Music Man Towers when we were clearing up the house several years back. Because anything that looked interesting, I tried to put to one side. There were literally thousands of cassettes. You couldn't keep them all. Just didn't have time, space, or anything else. So sadly, a lot of them were either given away or just ended up being dumped. Anyone who's cleared a house out will know exactly the feeling. However, I did rescue what I could, which looked of interest. And this one, I'm glad I did. March 1984 is the date, and it's just labelled Stefan Grappelli at the Isle of Man Gaiety. I was there when he played there. And it was also recorded for posterity. So it's a little bit hissy, but you know, the recording quality isn't at all bad. Have a little listen to this. Thank you. two honeysuckle roses. You've almost got a bunch there. Two honeysuckle roses for the price of one. First off, we heard Stefan Gaprelli from that. Yeah, I think the quality's not at all bad. From a cassette. Yes, a cassette. Who'd have thought you could play still music off such things? But there it was. Music from the cassette of Stefan Gaprelli, recorded live at the Gaiety Theatre, probably on a Sony Walkman, with a handheld mic of some kind, in March 1984, which, by my reckoning, is more years ago than you'd like to remember. Was that 42? It can't be 42 years ago. 41 years ago. That'll do. Doesn't sound quite as bad. Wonderful stuff. Not too bad at all, is it? And I was there. Great gig it was. And I did meet the great man himself backstage. I won't tell you what he said about the Gaiety piano at the time, but it was one word and it was quite rude. I think, although there's not labelled from memory, although sadly, whoever labelled the cassette, looks like, I don't know whose writing it is, but it's not mine, whoever labelled it didn't put down any details. But I think from memory, that's the wonderful Martin Taylor on guitar, who's been back here numerous times since then, including only a year or so back, I think. Wonderful guitar player. And I think it might have been Dave Green, great Dave Green on the bass. Don't tell me off if I'm wrong, though. My memory's not that good. Well, after that, who do we have? Fats Waller, of course, with his version. A very quirky version, too, for Fats Waller, of Honeysuckle Rose. You could keep them and make them into a little bouquet for your loved one. I know. Who says I'm not romantic? Be the theme for this programme, really, in many ways, couldn't it? As time goes by, which, as we know, it has a really annoying habit of doing, both on an hourly basis and on a yearly basis, and as you get a bit older, on a sort of decadely basis. It is true what your parents tell you, isn't it, when you're very young? Make the most of it, because as the older you get, the faster the time goes. You think, oh, rubbish, just old people speaking. And then before you know it, you are an old person speaking, thinking, oh, time goes very quickly, doesn't it? Make the most of it. And on we go. As time goes by, Eric Winston and his band Eric, of course, who provides the music for our current theme tune, well, say current, I think it always has been and probably always will be, Slow Train Blues, for Sweden Swing, chosen by the maestro back way back when. And on vocals there, Julie Dawn. Remember Julie Dawn? Again, you wouldn't think it's a name that probably trips off too many tongues these days. Born an Italian Cockney, original name was Giuliana Maria Teresa Mastosi, and sang as a child, another child sort of prodigy, a very early starter, with Alphan Stratton's band at Quaglino's restaurant, quite a well-known restaurant in town back at the time, and anglicised her name shortly afterwards. Makes it far easier, I dare say, particularly around the war years. Speaking of war, in 1939, the year that war broke out, she was broadcasting with Billy Turnant in Bristol, following which, it's reported, Billy handed her a large sum of cash, as you do, to take back to Jack Hilton in London. She was absolutely petrified and slept with it under a pillow before she eventually handed it over. Why on earth he gave it to her, I don't know. You'd have thought that was a bit of a risk, really, to give it to a young girl. Anyway, it got where it was meant to. And then after she was engaged by Harry Roy, she mischievously sang a few words of Italian, it's reported, during a 1940 performance in Glasgow. Not surprisingly, Harry was absolutely furious and sacked her on the spot. And then after the war, she had appearances with Geraldo. I think she toured Europe with him and played with Billy Thorburn, Ken Snakehips Johnson, Lou Prager, Harry Leader, and then, as we heard there, a lengthy and successful time with Eric Winston. And she also had her own personal slot, if you remember, and you might if you're of a certain age, on Radio 2, You and the Night and the Music, and also hosted Julie Dawn's Pen Friend programme, specifically back in the day, aimed at those who were living on their own. What a lovely idea.
Thank you.
Bounces along under its own steam, that one. It is, of course, the Prez. The Prez being, well, yes, not Mr. Trump. It is, of course, Lester Young from a great collection. One of those proper box collections. If you've ever seen those, they are wonderful things. You don't see them quite so often now, at least maybe I just don't see them quite as often. But there used to be wonderful collections of four CDs in a box with a fairly hefty annotated book to go with them, with discography and details and you know, the music's on there and the who's playing and such like. And yeah, they were really good collections, and you could sometimes get them on artists. So I've got a few, Lenny Tristano and Bud Powell and people like that. And sometimes you just get them on things like great piano players or the jazz drummers. I think I've got a couple of those knocking around as well. In other words, sort of selections. But yeah, that one was called After the Theatre Jump with Lester Young. And I think appearing on that, you had a Johnny Gennari, Slam Stewart, Sid Catlett, around about 1943 or thereabouts. Close enough in any case. Just checking to see if that's the actual correct date. But yeah, yeah, I think we could be quite good. No, I tell a lie. Let's take a look. It's such small print. I haven't got my glasses on. Hang on. There we go. That's better. Right, now then. Now I can see better. Right, OK, how about this? Buck Clayton on trumpet, Dickie Wells trombone, that's more like it, isn't it? Lester Young tenor sax, Count Basie at the piano, Freddie Green guitar, and Rodney Richardson bass. Joe Jones also listed, maybe just at the background there, on drums from 1944. Always helps when you put your glasses on, doesn't it? Now then, here's something which is has been something of a habitual complaint from Beth Espy, who's been doing sterling duty in the pits during Manx Grand Prix, and for that matter, the TT as well. Smoke gets in your eyes.
Love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said, someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes. Mm-hmm.
smoke gets in your eyes. Well, it does, doesn't it? Particularly if you're lurking around an awful lot of the bikes, because some of the classic bikes are rather smoky and very loud, you might have noticed. I do rather like it, because it brings me back to my childhood again, that whiff of Castrol X and the roar of a big megaphone or exhaust pipe or such like. But yeah, you can't get away from the fact they're a bit smoky, a bit smelly. And if you like the smell, lovely. And I like all smells. If you don't like it, not quite so good. And you ask Beth Espy. She looks like a chimney sweep by the time she's finished a stint in the classic MGP pits. And yeah, has her earmuffs on, but it's probably just for fashion, I dare say. Smoke Gets In Your Eyes. A great number. I really like that one as well. Lou Stone and his band. Alan Kane, old Kaney, Kano, taking the vocals. If I don't want to wibble on too much, I might be able to get this one in. We did a little series on this a year or two back, Jazzing the Classics. Might repeat it at some stage, who knows? Which is exactly that, Jazzing the Classics vintage style. Some original recordings from 35 to 49 of exactly that, some classics being jazzed up a little bit. How about something from Peer Gynt, John Kirby and his orchestra, and Anitra's Dance. Faster than the original, I seem to recall. I did used to be able to play that on the piano, not at that speed, nor in that style, more in the classic style, perhaps more intended by its composer, Edvard Grieg, of course. Peer Gynt, or to be more precise, it was from his Incidental Suite No. 1 for Ibsen's Peer Gynt, Opus 46, from 1976. 1876, you idiot. Given a little bit of an update there, in a sort of more swingy style. And you know what? I think it works. I rather like that. Not at all bad. John Kirby and his orchestra. That's about it for another week, would you believe? Or another fortnight, because it's jumping in next week. I'll see you then. Look after yourselves. Cheerio.